It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Ever been to a space that instantly puts you at ease, away from the daily grind of life? Maybe that's a pocket park or quaint coffee shop in your neighborhood. WNYC's Community Partnerships Desk is highlighting some of these treasures across the five boroughs. This morning, we pay a visit to a Queens bookshop that exclusively sells BIPOC literature to reflect the community around it.
My name is Adrian Cepeda. I am Ecuadorian American and I own the World's Borough Bookshop right here in Jackson Heights, Queens, New York, where I grew up. A few things played a role into me wanting to open up the bookshop. One of those being that I went to school for literature. And that was the first time I ever read a book where the character reflected me. That's one of the main reasons why I decided to open the shop, so I can have different BIPOC authors in here amplified to reflect the neighborhood I live in. Because on top of Queens being the most diverse borough, Jackson Heights itself is extremely diverse. A lot of times people are just learning about their culture through these books because they've never seen a Bengali writer, a Tibetan writer, and they're finally able to see that reflected in front of them all over the store.
My name is Hilary Takuri. With me being Ecuadorian myself, it's really great to see someone also Ecuadorian fostering this bookish space here. Going in and seeing all these books by BIPOC authors just out on the shelves and just finally being able to see myself reflected with intention and care. It was such a different experience compared to the other bookstores that I've been to.
The Worldsboro Bookshop is really important to me. I kind of view it as a second home. My name is Malenka Bermanova. Finding this store was a big turning point in getting me a little bit out of an era of isolation in my life. I'll come here after work and just talk to Adrian or whoever's here, and it just lifts my mood to have conversations with people. So it's definitely a pick-me-up place and a home base at the same time.
Voices from the Worldsboro Bookshop in Queens, one of many New York City's neighborhood gems.